Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I have unfortunate news to tell. I don't expect this to be a very long podcast. I want to keep this as respectful as possible for the person. And I just recently had to break the news that a family member of Tyler's passed away. And I wasn't sure how to tell her because she is only 4. So I went on Google. I couldn't find very much. I went on Google to see how she would respond, and I couldn't find very much. So then I kind of just took it into my own hands, figured out what I would do, what we would talk about, what I would say, and go with it on that. And I wanted to post the podcast and post this unfortunate episode for the simple fact of helping out another family with this experience, and nothing but that. So what happened a few days ago is her biological dad was in a motorcycle accident and unfortunately passed away. When I found out, it was about an hour or so after it had happened, and she was already asleep. She was already in bed. It was kind of late. And so we went. So I thought about it for a while that night, got a few phone calls, and then fell asleep. And when we woke up, we had breakfast, and then I sat her on the couch with me, and Jeremiah sat on the couch next to us. We waited for Mason's nap time. That way we could have her full attention. And I told her, and I said, "Baby, you know Josh, right?" And she goes, "Yes, he's my dad." And I said, "Yes, he is." And I said, "So he was riding his motorcycle yesterday, and he got into an accident." And then she looked at me and said, "And then he died." I said, "Yes, baby." "And then he died." And she looked at me and asked me, and she said, "So I have one daddy now." I said, "No, you don't have one daddy. You still have two daddies. You'll always have two daddies. You just have one in heaven and one here on earth." And she said, "Okay, so I have two dads." I said, "Yes, you still have two dads. They're just in different locations." And she said, "Okay." And that was honestly it about the conversation. There wasn't much after that. She did play in her room after Mason woke up, and she was playing, like one of her Barbies or dinosaurs that she was playing with died. And again, that is their way of coping. I would 100% let them express that, let them work through it in their own way. And a lot of kids will express their emotions through play. For the most part, Tyler is one of those kids. And so she has been doing that. She hasn't really been doing it lately, but she did do it the first day. There were no tears, but she is 4, and so she's just now getting, or not just now, but she's not understanding the emotional part of it, but she is understanding the physical part of it. But yeah, so I just wanted to share with you guys because I wanted to help out another family who has the unfortunate of having to share that same news with their children or child, or a child that they know. So, again, I don't wish this upon anybody. And in memory of him, we are going to make a box that she's going to grow up with and have. And she is going, because one day when she gets older, as she grows up, even like tomorrow, she might ask me like, "Hey, did he ever do this? Like memories, mommy, what are some memories?" I want to be able to have that box. I have pictures of them and videos of them when she was growing up, like as a baby. And so I'm going to take those pictures and print some of them out, put them in that box. I want to get a shirt of his for her. And then I also am going to put a flash drive in the in that box with more photos and more videos. And I also want to write down a few memories that I have of him. as a person and have him up as a dad. So I want to be able to let her still know who he is, even though he's unfortunately not here. And
I'm out of raisins, so I got more.
Okay, but no more raisins after that, okay? Okay.
I'm not going to have crackers, so I don't want crackers.
Okay, you don't have to have crackers.
I love you.
I love you too, baby. He loves you too, baby.
Why say I love you?
Yeah. But okay, so sorry she walked in. I kind of wanted to go into my bedroom and record this, that way she's not having to hear it again. But yeah, so I think as I was saying when she walked in, I kind of forgot, but as I was saying is I want her to be able to have a memory, even though it's memories through me and through other family members that have told her. When it comes down to his side of the family, unfortunately, we haven't seen each other in almost a year, and I do want Tyler to be a part of that family, but I was thinking about this for the last month and a half about it, or two. So I've been thinking about that for a while, and so I do want to be a part of their family. I want Tyler to be a part of their family again, and that way they can tell stories too, because they have better stories than I do, because I've known him longer. So yeah, so this is basically what we went through, what we told her. Another thing that she is doing is she is telling other people. My mom came over yesterday and she told her, and we kind of just let her. Again, it's her way of coping. It's kind of awkward for the other person, but it's what makes her, like, feel better. And again, like, it was just my mom. So yeah. And then there is also a GoFundMe to help raise money for the funeral costs and other costs. And I am going to try my best to find it so that I can link it below and on my Instagram. Again, thank you guys for listening. I really hope people don't have this unfortunate news to tell their children, but if they do, this is what we went through and this is what we told her. So I will talk at you guys later.